आकाशवाणी प्रेजेंट्स मॉर्निंग न्यूज। गुड मॉर्निंग, आई एम सुनील वर्मा। द हेडलाइंस। प्राइम मिनिस्टर नरेंद्र मोदी टू शेयर हिज थॉट्स इन मन की बात प्रोग्राम ऑन आकाशवाणी एट 11 AM टुडे। सीबीआई कोर्ट convicts 9 police personnel, including an IGP, in court Khai rape and murder case in Shimla district of Himachal Pradesh. Dense fog conditions likely to prevail in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Indian mobility market to double and surpass $600 billion by 2030, say Google and Boston Consulting Group. Ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in Gaza to come into force at 12 noon Indian time today. And both Indian men's and women's teams storm into final of Khokho World Cup in New Delhi. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will share his thoughts with the people of the country and abroad in the Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 AM today. It will be the 118th episode of the monthly radio program. The program will be broadcast on the entire network of Akashwani and Doordarshan, AIR News website and News on AIR mobile app. It will also be live streamed on the YouTube channels of AIR News, DD News, PMO and Information and Broadcasting Ministry. Akashwani will broadcast the program in regional languages immediately after the Hindi broadcast. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has welcomed the naming of the iconic cultural centre in Jaffna, built with Indian assistance, as Thiruvalluvar Cultural Centre. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, "It is also a testament to the deep cultural, linguistic, historical and civilizational bonds between the people of India and Sri Lanka." Union Home Minister Amit Shah will participate in the 20th Raising Day celebrations of the National Disaster Response Force NDRF in Vijayawada, Andhra Pradesh today. The NDRF is the largest force globally dedicated to responding to disasters, embodying the motto Apada Seva Sadaiv Sarvatra. The Home Minister will also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone for projects worth 220 crore rupees. Our correspondent has filed this report.
To mark the 20th Rising Day of the NDRF, the Union Home Minister and Minister of Cooperation Amit Shah will inaugurate the southern campus of the National Institute of Disaster Management in Kondapavaluru in Krishna district of Andhra Pradesh. This new campus will further education, research and training in building disaster resilience and lead India towards Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision of zero casualty approach for disaster management. The Home Minister will also inaugurate the 10th Battalion campus of the NDRF in Vijayawada and virtually inaugurate the Regional Response Center of the 9th Battalion in Supaul, Bihar. Mr. Amit Shah will also lay the foundation stone for a new state-of-the-art integrated indoor shooting range at the National Police Academy in Hyderabad. Sri Sai for Akashwani News, Vijayawada.
A CBI court in Chandigarh has convicted Inspector General of Police IG Zahoor Haider Zaidi and 8 other police personnel for the custodial murder of Suraj, one of the accused in the 2017 Court Khai rape and murder case in Himachal Pradesh's Shimla district. We have more from our correspondent.
The trial was conducted in the CBI court in Chandigarh following the Supreme Court's order. The sentencing in this case will be announced on 27th January. After being convicted, IG Zahoor Haider Zaidi and the 8 police person have been taken into custody. However, due to a lack of witness statements and evidence, the then SP DW Negi, who was also named in the case, has been acquitted. It is noteworthy that the accused Suraj was murdered in the Kotkhai police station lockup 14 days after the Gudiya murder case. Rajkumari Chandel, Akashwani News, Shimla.
A suspect involved in the attack on actor Saif Ali Khan in Mumbai has been arrested at Durg railway station in Chhattisgarh. The accused, identified as Akash Kannojia, was detained aboard the Gyaneshwari Express travelling from Mumbai to Kolkata. The centre has proposed a meeting with the protesting farmers on February the 14th in Chandigarh to discuss their demands. A delegation of central government officials led by Joint Secretary, Department of Agriculture and Farmer Welfare, Priya Ranjan, met farmer leader Jagjit Singh Dallewal last evening and invited the fasting farmer leader and others for talks on February the 14th at Chandigarh. Dallewal, supported by farmer associations, is on a fast unto death for the past 54 days at the Khanauri border point between Punjab and Haryana in support of various demands. The Indian mobility industry is expected to double and surpass $600 billion by 2030, according to a joint report released by Google and Boston Consulting Group at the ongoing six-day Bharat Mobility Auto Expo. Think Mobility Report revealed that the growth in the mobility sector will be driven by both traditional and emerging revenue pools, marking a departure from global trends. According to the report, women now influence 52% of decision-making in the electric vehicle space, surpassing the 38% for internal combustion engine ICE vehicles. The World Bank has projected 6.7% growth for India, surpassing global growth of 2.7%. The January 2025 edition of the World Bank's Global Economic Prospects GEP report stated that India is set to dominate the global economic landscape, maintaining its status as the fastest growing large economy for the next two fiscal years. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates around the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The ongoing Mahakumbh Mela 2025 in Prayagraj has been witnessing a huge turnout of devotees and pilgrims. Over 7 crore 72 lakh devotees and pilgrims have attended the Mahakumbh so far and taken a holy dip in Triveni Sangam. Beyond the Sangam, the Mahakumbh Mela has also ignited tourism across Uttar Pradesh. More from our correspondent.
After attending the Mahakumbh in Prayagraj, devotees and tourists from across the country and abroad are now thronging other pilgrimage sites in Uttar Pradesh. The sacred places such as Ayodhya, Varanasi, Vindhyachal, Srinivaspur and Chitrakoot have seen a sharp increase in visitors. Talking to Akashvani News, a devotee from West Bengal, Tapan Roy, appreciated the arrangements made at the Mahakumbh and said that from Prayagraj, he has also planned to visit some other places, including Ayodhya and Varanasi.
The vyavastha hai pura Kumbh Mela ka bahut hi मैं लोकल प्रशासन को धन्यवाद देना चाहता हूँ इतना सुव्यवस्था करने के लिए.
The visits of devotees and pilgrims to these places have significantly contributed to local employment and boosted businesses in travel, hospitality and transportation. Anand Kumar for Akashvani News, Prayagraj.
India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that dense fog conditions are very likely to prevail in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Similar weather conditions are expected over Madhya Pradesh, sub-Himalayan West Bengal, Sikkim till tomorrow and in Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura till the 21st of this month. The IMD says that cold day conditions are very likely in isolated pockets of Madhya Pradesh. In Srinagar, the Met Department has forecast weather to be generally cloudy today. While reeling under harshest cold winter period, Chillai Kalan, the Kashmir region, is experiencing icy conditions, with most regions recording sub-zero temperatures. In Jammu region, the temperatures remain milder, with minimum temperatures recording above freezing point. We have a report.
The Srinagar Kargil Road and Mughal Roads are closed due to snow accumulation. Tourists, travelers and transporters have been advised to confirm status from traffic control units at Jammu, Srinagar, Ramban, Udhampur and Kargil before planning their journey. Tariq Rathar, Akashwani News, Srinagar.
The ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in Gaza will come into force at 12 noon Indian time today. Earlier yesterday, Israel's Security Cabinet approved the Gaza ceasefire agreement that involves the exchange of dozens of hostages held by Hamas for Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails and a temporary pause in the 15-month-long conflict. But hours before the ceasefire is due to go into effect, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said that the Gaza ceasefire agreement may be temporary and Israel retains the right to resume Gaza fighting. He has asked Hamas to provide a list of 33 hostages to be freed in the first phase today. In South Korea, a court issued warrants today to detain impeached President Yoon Suk-yeol for an extended period over his controversial declaration of martial law on December the 3rd. The Seoul Western District Court approved the arrest warrant after a lengthy deliberation, citing concerns that Yoon could destroy evidence. In the CoCo World Cup, the Indian men's and women's teams have showcased their impressive performance in the semi-final matches, securing their spots in the finals. In a thrilling game, the Indian men's team defeated South Korea 62-42 in New Delhi yesterday evening. The Indian men's team will now face Nepal in the final. Meanwhile, the Indian women's team also delivered a commanding performance by defeating South Africa 66-16. The Indian women's team will also face Nepal in the final. In the Hockey India League HIL, UP Rudras held their nerves to register a narrow 1-0 win against team Gunasika at the Marang Gomke Jaipal Singh Munda Hockey Stadium in Ranchi yesterday. In another match, Hyderabad Tufans delivered a commanding performance to defeat league leaders Tamil Nadu Dragons 4-0. We have a report.
Yesterday was the final day of the first phase of men's league stage matches of the Hockey India League, and the exuberant crowd at Ranchi were treated to two matches of varied flavours. Hyderabad Tufans took on table toppers Tamil Nadu Dragons and served up a textbook display, dismantling their high-flying opponents 4-0 courtesy ace drag flicker Gonzalo Payat's two stunning penalty corner conversions. Though the game began evenly, the Tufans proved much more productive in front of goal as Payat scored his first in the 21st minute with a powerful hit.
Gonzalo Payat, the man!
Tim Rand's deflection and Payat's second sealed the deal as the Dragons fell on their faces after a fine unbeaten run. The later match couldn't have been more different as the UP Rudras faced team Gonasika, both desperately needing all 3 points to stay in the hunt for the top four. This was a tight affair in which the Rudras' solidity in midfield and defence and their tactical acumen helped break down Gonasika's rhythm and in the end helped the former to a narrow win. Two crucial matches are in store today as the Odisha Warriors take on the Shrachi Rar Bengal Tigers in the Women's League, while defending champions Vedanta Kalinga Lancers face the Delhi SG Pipers in the men's section later. This is Shaurya Chaudhary reporting for Akashvani.
In the second edition of ICC Under-19 Women's Cricket T20 World Cup, defending champion India will begin their title defence against West Indies in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia today. The match is scheduled to start at 12 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And now, for a look at today's newspapers, it's over to Saira Mushtaba.
Thank you, Sunil. The news of prime accused in the R.G. Carr Medical College and Hospital rape and murder case, Sanjoy Roy, being held guilty by Kolkata Sessions Court, appears on the front pages of dailies. The mother of the deceased woman doctor is quoted in the Asian Age as saying that she will not rest until all are punished. The Employee Provident Fund organization has rolled out major changes that will simplify key processes for its nearly 70 million subscribers, reports Hindustan Times. Thanks to Mahakumbh, Uttar Pradesh 75 districts unit to reap economic rewards, headlines The Pioneer. Prime Minister Modi distributed over 65 lakh property cards on Saturday under Swamitva scheme to property owners in over 50,000 villages across 10 states and 2 union territories, reports The Statesman. And finally, in some good news for wildlife enthusiasts, a faunal survey in Munnar Wildlife Division has led to the addition of 24 new species of birds, butterflies and odonates to its checklist, writes The Hindu. And with that, it's back to you, Sunil.
Thank you, Saira. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi to share his thoughts in Mann Ki Baat program on Akashwani at 11 a.m. today. CBI court convicts 9 police personnel, including an IGP, in Kotkhai rape and murder case in Shimla district of Himachal Pradesh. Dense fog conditions are likely to prevail in Punjab, Haryana, Delhi, Uttar Pradesh and Rajasthan today. Indian mobility market to double and surpass $600 billion by 2030, say Google and Boston Consulting Group. Ceasefire agreement between Israel and Hamas in Gaza to come into force at 12 noon Indian time today. And both Indian men's and women's teams storm into final of CoCo World Cup in New Delhi. And with that, we end the morning news. Have a nice day.